Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're going to get into a little Miami Heat here as your Miami Heat had their exit interviews yesterday after getting destroyed by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
How angry were you? Just you know, we'll get into it now, but just if you give me scale of angriness.
On the comments?
Yes. Like, did someone say something that you're like, all right, I get it.
Dude. Not really.
Okay.
Not really. I don't think anybody really angered me.
All right.
I don't think anybody. I was more upset at the end of the season, but it was after a 55-point loss, so you'll excuse my mood. But let's talk to our guy, Wes Goldberg from Locked On Heat. Go check out the Locked On Heat podcast on YouTube. Him and David Marino, go subscribe to their channel and all of their podcast platforms. They do a great job. One of the best daily Heat shows out there. Wes joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Hello, Wes.
How's it going?
It's good, buddy. Thank you for joining us. I guess I'll piggyback off of Marcos's question. Was there anything that like made you recoil a little bit yesterday at Exit Media Day, or did you find it to be anything that stood out the most that perked your ears up from anybody? Pick anybody that was there, just of the events of yesterday.
Yeah, definitely no recoil, because I think anybody that's been in that Heat media room. The standard is pretty high after Jimmy Butler came out on January 2nd and said he basically didn't want to be there anymore. So, nobody hit that level. I think what stood out was some of the candidness about the Jimmy Butler situation from Eric Spoelstra, from Bam, from Tyler, and all these guys. You know, they kind of just ignored it, it felt like, all year long. We know that Eric Spoelstra won't say Jimmy Butler's name in these press conferences, and you know, they kind of just had this, let's put our head in the sand and keep forging on approach to the whole Jimmy Butler thing. And now that the season is over, they can kind of reflect. And I think that they need to, just because the season is over and Jimmy Butler is not here anymore. I think it's really important for this team to kind of digest what happened, reflect on what happened in order to move forward. I don't think that they've completely moved on, even if they say they can. Or say that they have, but I think it was good that they were honest about it and said, yeah, it impacted the season. It kind of threw a wrench in things, and I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but I think that was really important. And then, you know, there's a bunch of other stuff that we can get into about Bam, you know, doubling down on his comments about, you know, wanting to win and basically suggesting that changes have to be made to the roster, and Tyler Hero talking about his extension, Davion Mitchell talking about whether or not he'll be back. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could take away from it.
Yeah, I wanted to get into the Bam thing because you asked him about that after the game, and it was an interesting answer where he's like, I expect a lot of changes based on, you know, knowing what Pat Riley's going to do. And then he's asked about it yesterday, and I thought it interesting just because one of the things that has been missed with all of these, you know, targets or people who were tied to the Heat, a lot of them wanted to play with him. Like, that was the thing, right? You know, as much as people love Jimmy and he's the guy and the dog, nobody will dispute that. The tie-in, whether it be Spider or Dame, whomever, a lot of them wanted to play with Bam, and they either didn't do enough or just misplayed the media game with some of them. And I got to imagine for Bam, who's got all these relationships around the league, and maybe has convinced guys, hey, like, this is the place for you. Now you're at this point. Like, do you feel like that level of frustration is getting there for him, that they haven't taken advantage of that?
I don't think it's a level of frustration. I think it's an acceptance of the responsibility that he's feeling now that Jimmy Butler is not here. This is Bam's first offseason as the star of the team, if you think about it, right? Because Jimmy comes here and he wasn't the star of the team. He was basically a brand new starter in 2019 when Jimmy Butler arrived. He's the team captain, and I think that there is a comfort and a sense of security that Bam has. In other words, I don't think he thinks he's going anywhere. And what I found really interesting about when he was asked to clarify on those comments at the exit interview was talking about how he's going to have a conversation with Pat Riley about it. And that is the thing that the star of the team does. And I would imagine maybe this is the first time Bam has had this kind of responsibility. So I don't know that it's frustration, but I do think that he's looking at the landscape of the league and seeing how hard, and he kept saying how hard it is to win a playoff game, and knowing that this roster needs major upgrades. So yeah, I think he's out there, and you're totally right. He's the guy that stars want to play with. He knows them from the Olympics. He's the kind of star who doesn't even need the ball, right? So he's the kind of star that other stars will be like, oh, I can go in there, I can still get my 20 shots per game, and Bam's going to hit awesome screens, and he's going to play great defense, and he's going to make my job easier as a star player. So yeah, I think Bam is feeling all of that kind of responsibility now.
Wes, you think, like, when I look at this team and I look at over the years, they've always had kind of enough depth to where they could play, and Spo could say, hey, this guy earned his minutes, and you could play all these games with, you know, the bench. This year, I found it almost necessary that some of those guys take their lumps early, so they won't have to deal with it either at the end of this year or in the future. And there's a couple of guys that I feel like, no, we just let this go on until next year, and we're going to have the same conversations next year. Like, the team was 37 and 45. Should he just put those guys out there and let them take their lumps now, when they only had 37 wins, versus waiting next year where you think you're probably going to, you know, have a better team, but now you still got to figure out some of these young guys?
Yeah, I think trying to find the balance between the youth and the guys like Bam and Tyler Hero is going to be really interesting, because Spoelstra kept talking about a couple of different times, hey, like, these guys 20, 21, 22, 23 years old, we kind of need them to be 26, 27, 28 years old. And obviously, you know,
he was rats off his ship the quickest, though.
I think what's interesting about it is, do they have the patience to do all of that?
Right. Right.
Bam's 27. Tyler's 25. Do you just trade these guys for people who are 26, 27, 28, 29 years old? I think that's going to be fascinating. And I don't know that the Heat even know the answer to that right now. To be clear, I think that really does matter how the offseason plays out. Can they go get a third star to add to Bam and Tyler? I think that is the intent. But as the Heat know, and as we know, easier said than done. But yeah, I think that this Heat team is at a crossroads here. And if you look at the roster, it should be parts of it should be patiently built. But then you look at what the Heat are saying, and what Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra are saying, and Bam Adebayo are saying, and they're saying, no, we don't have that kind of patience. We're not willing to wait to win. We want to win right now, and the standards are really high. And frankly, those two things don't work together. Like, we've seen teams try to take the two timeline approach. I don't know why Miami would want a two timeline approach to a 500 team right now.
Right.
From your standpoint, Tyler yesterday, some thoughts on the contract and his year. What was the most interesting thing that stood out to you about Boy Wonder?
Yeah, I guess the contract extension talk, talking about how, you know, it wouldn't be a big deal if he didn't sign it this year, which is true. It almost makes more sense for Tyler Hero to wait until next summer, because if he made an all-NBA team next year, which is, it used to be impossible, but with the 65-game rule, not impossible anymore, right? Enough injuries, and he can end up on third-team all-NBA, no problem, especially if he takes one more leap into next year. So it makes a little bit more sense for him to wait, but then at the same time, it makes more sense for the Heat to offer it now and say, hey, you're our guy, we want to offer you that stability. So we'll see what happens on that front. But I also thought it was really interesting how he talked about his approach coming into the season, how he imagined playing off of Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier. And he was going to be more of a glue guy. That was his word. He was going to be more of a glue guy and be more off the ball. And then you saw all of that kind of start at the beginning of the season. And then when it became clear that Rozier, or whatever happened, I guess nothing became clear with Rozier, but it just became clear he couldn't play anymore. And then the whole Jimmy Butler fiasco, he was put back into that number one scoring option, but then learned how to do it while also adding all these new things that he prepared for in terms of three-point shooting, getting to the rim, playing off the ball more, screening more off the ball, all that kind of stuff I thought was really interesting. And I think it speaks to Tyler's overall approach. And I don't know that you would say this about a guy who's, you know, 6 years going into his seventh year in the NBA, where it feels like he kind of opened up a new door in terms of like the kind of player he can be, because he was willing to embrace that off-ball role. He's not just a primary on-ball guy anymore. He's not like a super sixth man anymore. It feels like there's another level for him to get to, and I thought that was really interesting.
You think we've been, like, to criticize Tyler based on this season is, even though you made an all-star or whatever, a lot of people saying he's not that guy. Is it a bit unfair based on what he said and what he thought he was going to do versus what he had to do? And, in fact, it shows a lot of growth that he was able to just switch roles like that and get acclimated relatively quickly. Because remember, we tried it with Josh.
Josh Richardson.
Remember, same thing early on in his career, right? We tried to make him that guy.
A little bit different because Josh Richardson was, a four-year player and a second-round pick coming into the league. So yeah. I think expectations are a little bit different for Tyler, who was a one-year player and a lottery pick. But look, I've been accused on Locked On Heat all the time of being a Tyler Hero apologist. So just take that for what it's worth. But I do think that we've been very unfair to him. He could go out and say, I want to be in the conversation with Luka Doncic to trade. Like, whatever. Like, who cares?
They're both getting attacked on.
Have you been around an athlete before? This is the kind of stuff right. people say.
Exactly.
You know? I've had conversations with players who aren't even in the league as early as last year who think that they were the best player on the team. Like, it's not the Heat necessarily, but it's like, this is what athletes say all the time. Put a microphone in front of them, see what's going to happen. But at the same time, he outplayed Trae Young every single time they were on the court together this season. You know, he had an awesome year. He said he wanted to be an all-star. He was an all-star. Like, this is a guy who's accomplished a lot of things in the league, despite the fact that he's been a little bit of a lightning rod for this team. And I think during the Jimmy Butler years, he was put in a tough spot because there was games where Jimmy Butler was the number one option, and then there was games where Jimmy Butler decided he didn't feel like being the number one
option.
And
you didn't know when, and that kind of confused the hell out of everybody else. Right.
Exactly. And so I think it was always tough for him. But look, I think he stepped up to the degree he could step up. No, he can't be the number one option on a championship-winning team. So what? How many guys are? He's a really good basketball player. And if he had a real number one option to play off of, I think everybody would appreciate him a little bit more.
The other thing too is, I mean, you know, like we saw last night, like even Luka got attacked defensively. Reeves had a tough. And these are guys that he's put his name with or is compared to all the time. But man, Wes, they got zero from Kalel because he's so young, and they got zero from Andrew Wiggins in this series. And
yeah,
it was hard not to notice that Andrew Wiggins did not show up yesterday or decided not to speak. Not that he ever says anything that enlightening, but it to me, man, it feels like this guy never wanted to be on the Miami Heat. He did not decide to be traded to the Miami Heat. He was kind of just the salary match. Know that there was, you know, him having a kid in the middle of the season. But, like, do you think this is a marriage that can work? Because he's got a couple years at a pretty hefty price the next couple of years. Or do you feel like this is somewhere where, like, maybe they got to find another destination that he likes better? Because it did not feel like the Andrew Wiggins experiment worked too well for them.
Yeah, the Wiggins thing was not great. The lack of availability was a big reason for that. The guy never got really a chance to practice with the team. I don't know that he doesn't want to be in Miami. I do know from talking with him, he's not a fan of big cities. Like, even when he was playing in Golden State, he refused to live in San Francisco. He lived in a suburb. So I don't know where he's living now, but he doesn't like cities. So I don't know whether that has any part of it. But also, you know, he was kind of feeling some type of way. He literally just had a baby girl and then got traded. And I think it wasn't so much that he was not wanting to be in Miami. It was more of he didn't want to leave in that moment. And I think he was maybe a little bummed out after that. And then you compare that, you combine that with the injuries, and I think you see what you got. That said, it's not an excuse. You know, I just think, you know, you're trying to find reasons for stuff. But, you know, it was half a year. I think he's a movable contract. in today's CBA. I think there's a lot of teams in the league that can talk themselves into 6'8 wing, definitely can score, plays a little bit of defense, can rebound a little bit, play make a little bit. Like, he just fits. He's not going to be the answer to everything, but he could be a puzzle piece for us. So if the Heat wanted to try to shop him around, I'm sure they could find some takers for him. Absolutely. But at the same time, I don't think you're just trying to get off of him because of how the season ended. He was here for a couple of months. I think if you had to go into the next season with him, that would be okay, and you would hope that you would get a better year. I mean, remember, Andrew Wiggins got traded to Golden State in the middle of the year. It was kind of weird. It was also COVID happening and all that kind of stuff. And then he came back the next year, and they won a championship, and he was the second best player on that team, you know, after in his first full season with the Warriors. So I think you can hold out hope, but at the same time, I mean, the book is out on Andrew Wiggins. Like, Heat fans are just learning what Minnesota and Golden State fans knew all along about, and Kansas fans, even going back to college, and people who would watch him in high school. You know, I've talked to his high school coaches, his college coaches. I've talked to people who have been around him. Like, this is just the Wiggins experience. So, you know, as long as you're not asking him to be the number one, two, or three option, he's really good. But then again, that's an expensive number four.
Yeah, it is. Best guess before we get you out of here, Wes. I'm doing this without, I understand, Pat speaking. So I think that'll probably always change our thoughts.
As long as you don't talk to him, we're good.
Hey, man, it's not my fault.
He's responsible for his own words.
It is your fault.
It's not my fault, Wes!
Yes! The mush! Wes! It is his
this
fault.
This is ridiculous.
Every time he talks to somebody, he talked to Jimmy, he talked to Pat.
I watched the exit interviews yesterday, and I was just glad Tobin wasn't there.
Oh, God. Man, you're being called out.
You're being called out.
I think that's it.
See, when it's me,
because you're a bully.
That's what you said.
You are.
What about Wes?
You're influencing him. Without hearing from Pat, if I had to handicap it for you, if you had a thought, Heat nail a whale, Heat get a guy with baggage but is very talented, or they take kind of a step back year and maybe, you know, play for a better pick next year. What do you think is the path they would choose after a year like this?
The path that they would choose is to go get that whale. Go get that 27-plus point-per-game scorer who can make all the things click into place. That would be the path. And then that is what they're going to try to do. We know that. Pat Riley, they don't want to wait 5 years between stars again, right? Between LeBron leaving in 2014 and Jimmy coming back in 2019. There's no appetite for that. They want to go get a star. They'll be calling, and they'll be calling the teams with the players, with the names that everybody is speculating about. You know, there are no secrets right now in the NBA. Everybody knows who is and could be available. So, yeah, I think that's the path. But look, if that doesn't happen, then the decisions get a little bit tougher at that point.
We appreciate the time, man. Go check out Wes Goldberg, Locked On Heat podcast. You guys go subscribe to their YouTube channel, all podcast platforms as well. Him and Dave Vermeil do a great job. You're doing a lot of other shows, Wes. Anything else you want to promote for the NBA playoffs? Because I saw you're doing some national stuff as well.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, Real GM Radio on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. We're recording twice a week covering the playoffs with some really great guests.
Oh, can I just ask you one before we get out of here? What'd you think of the J.J. Redick meltdown before the game yesterday?
Oh, it's great. I saw somebody say it was like, I guess he's a Cancer or something. Like, that's his sign, and that's like what Cancers do. Like, that Zodiac GM guy, which was amazing. Yeah, dude, like, J.J. Redick press conferences, they're just going to be a show. If you just listen to him on ESPN and on his podcast, you kind of know his deal. I don't want to get in trouble or anything.
But I gotcha. All right, man. Thanks for the time. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Wes.
Thanks, guys.
There you go, Wes Goldberg. Go check out his work. He does fantastic stuff. I don't like what you did.
I didn't do anything.
I don't like what you did.
Just like you said, Pat and Jimmy used their own words. He used his own words. He said, "You're a mush."
He said it was my fault. You said I was the mush.
Christ. Your fault. The mush. Samesies.
Back after this.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.